Conrad. It would be Conrad, the second oldest child, who took over from his father Charles as Nueces County surveyor. Conrad was a likely choice, having the Blucher tradition at his back and being a thoroughly competent surveyor in his own right. He had graduated from Corpus Christi High School in 1902 as the class valedictorian. He went on to the University of Texas, where he earned his degree in civil engineering in 1906. Returning to Corpus Christi, Conrad worked with Charles, but he also spent several years as assistant city engineer. During World War I, Conrad bolstered his skills by serving briefly as a first lieutenant of engineers in the United States Army. By the late 1920s, he was head of his own firm, Blucher Engineering Company, which was well known around the city and county. When his father decided to retire in 1934 as county surveyor after a half century, Conrad succeeded him in that elected office. Conrad retained the position of Nueces County surveyor from 1934 until he retired in 1954. Conrad thus extended the Blucher presence in that office to an almost unbroken chain of 100 years, extending back to 1852 when his grandfather Felix first began. Conrad also owned, managed, and continued to build the family surveying records developed over the years by Felix and Charles. Those records were housed in the county surveyor's office. Those documents would also contain Conrad Blucher's materials and bear his name for posterity, the Conrad Blucher Surveying Collection. The Blucher influence in the county surveyor's office was perpetuated when Conrad's assistant and protege, William W. Bill Green, succeeded him in 1954. The Blucher surveying records would remain at the courthouse because Conrad had left them under Bill Green's care. Mr. Green would hold that office until 1994, and he and his wife, Patricia Green, would curate those materials assiduously.